Dirty.com.
We're in the hotel room of Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto. Hey guys, how you doing?
Zachary, very good. How are you?
Because
there's no bed in here, it'd be slightly uncomfortable.
Slightly odd. Just pitch a tent and get room service.
Okay, pitch a tent in Australian means
something different.
Yeah.
Said boner.
In the morning. Exclusively in the morning.
Morning erection. Okay.
Guys, what is with the radio down here? It's filthy. We had another interview. They're swearing. You allowed to swear on the radio?
We can if we want to.
Shit, yeah.
But you don't. What time is your show?
Fuck yeah.
God, that feels
that
so
is Chris. That is Chris Pine, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on 7 till 10.
So. In the morning?
No, at night.
Oh, at night.
Oh, I must say, you guys are from the brand new Star Trek flick. Mm-hmm. Would William Shatner say the F word, Chris?
Fuck yeah.
He was a bit of a ladies' man as well, wasn't he?
Sure he was. Shatner? Come on now. Yeah, back in the day, he was the real deal.
But not only in real life, he was a pants man in Star Trek as well. Kirk is a pants man.
Pants man? What the hell does pants man mean?
Whatever likes taking pants off girls.
You guys have a lot of colloquialism, which we are apparently unfamiliar.
We have a lot of learning to do.
Because in my head before this interview, I've just been running through my Shatner impersonations. So one set was there, were you doing impersonations of like Leonard and Shatner? And
do you have one?
A very bad
one. Yeah, well, you brought it up. Let's hear it. Come on now.
There's something on the wing.
So bad.
All right. Let's hear Chris's. Let's hear Chris's.
Mr. Spock. That's all I'll give you.
I think I'm going to go with Pine on that one. If I'm judging a competition, I'm going to go with the man.
The Shatner competition?
You know, we actually... one of my favorite things in the world was to get Chris to do his William Shatner impersonation because it is absolutely genius, spot on, separate from his performance in the movie, which I also think is genius and spot on. His impersonation is rivaled by none.
But mine involves a lot. There's a physicality to it that I can't exactly do on radio.
Yeah, that's true.
Physicality, what? Do you put weight on?
No.
Not going there.
Okay, now we got to see the Star Trek flick. It's amazing. Can I thank you guys so much personally? And I'm just going to say you had something to do with it for having the world premiere in Australia. That's amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for having us here. We're really excited. I know it's been a point of contention for some North American-based Star Trek fans, but we were just talking about it. You know, I feel like there's something really exciting about being here and being in the Opera House, one of the most iconic sort of buildings in the world. And
can I just say, your uniform logo of Star Trek is a boomerang.
It is a boomerang.
It is
a boomerang.
I didn't actually think about that. That's actually a very good point.
Yeah.
Potentially why we're here.
And the mascot of the Enterprise is a kangaroo, so that is a little-known fact. He's kept in the lower decks of the ship, but in fact,
wow,
during the intergalactic intramural flag football game,
bring out the koala.
That kangaroo is important.
Bring out the roofs.
Okay.
Well, I mean, apart from that, you've got Eric Banner, who is
right, and you got Collar Open down there, and even further down under. So we're going from here to Auckland
Chris
on Wednesday.
Hemsworth.
I was gonna say, and you've got your old man.
My old man who's younger than me. But Chris is a big star here. No, he was on a hit. He was
Apparently
on a TV show,
yeah.
Right?
He was on Home and Away.
Why isn't he here?
I don't know. He's busy.
He's probably shooting something. Yeah. I just ran into him in LA. He's a great guy. Really nice guy.
See, the thing is, in Australia, all our voices on radio are Australian. So, like, you could speak to the Aussie and Kiwi guy from Star Trek, or you can speak to the Americans. We'll tell the Americans.
Well, the thing is that you guys basically dominate the American entertainment industry anyway. Like, literally all the time. Literally all the time. I'm like, what? They're Australian too?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Really?
God
again?
Damn.
That person? So I think it's only fitting that we have a chance to come down here and make some waves of our own.
Damn straight, Zach. Good point.
Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah. It's such a hard knock life being in the entertainment business.
But now, this kicks off your world tour, right?
Yeah,
you
right.
now have to go all around the world in a light speed, pretty much.
I think half
warp
speed. I mean, we are very fortunate, especially in this time of great economic downturn, to have the chance to be in Sydney and go to the Opera House, and then we go to Kuwait to see the troops and screen the film for them.
Yeah, that's. I think a lot of us are really mostly looking forward to that experience because it's not such a press heavy thing. It's more of a hey, you know, like. An opportunity for us to connect, and we're really excited for that.
It's a great luxury and a great opportunity.
And like, I don't want to jinx you guys, but if you get injured as well, the sales of this film will skyrocket.
if we get injured.
What are you talking about?
Like if you go over to Kuwait or something.
Why would you ever say that?
No, I don't even mean in combat. Even if you twist your ankle, the press can just spin it. And
that we're actually Navy SEALs. That
in training.
Undercover actors.
Yeah, totally.
Now, Zach, I've got to say, your eyebrows have grown back impressively.
Thank you.
I once had a beautician do a Brazilian on my face and took out half my eyebrow, and it grew back.
What the hell is that?
Well, I just asked for
it. Happen?
But because I just asked for it to fix up, and she wasn't actually a beautician. I think she was just someone that manned the front desk. She took out my eyebrows, and I was worried.
If we're going to go with this analogy of Brazilian on your face, which is which part?
I was Spock. I had an angry apostrophe for an eyebrow for a while there. And it's awful.
It is. It was really, and you know, it was 6 months that I had to do that. So it was
Brazilian face wax.
It was,
hung up on that.
Can you use that in the next interview?
I'll see what I can come up with.
Because I dare say you talk about the eyebrows quite a lot. I saw when we brought it up, you've kind of gone, oh yeah, it's this part of the interview now.
I mean, I feel your pain because it takes away some of your identity.
It does, actually. Well, you know, there's no getting around the fact that my eyebrows are a big part of my face. And, you know, they are...
Specialist Zach Quinto.
I mean, if you consider Tim doesn't have very many eyebrows.
Nope, he doesn't.
But yeah,
he's got eyebrow mound, so he's jealous.
Well, my best friend in L.A., and who I've known since I was, like, 15, literally she's Irish... And she has literally no eyebrows. Not even kidding. Like, they're blonde, so you can't see them at all. So we always joke that, like, you know, if we had a baby, they would have normal eyebrows. Yeah, you have a pretty heavy brow.
Yeah.
Well, my brother, who's traveling with me on this trip, also has a friend that refers to us as the Brow Brothers. Because he also has a heavy brow. But, you know, it was part of it. It was definitely challenging in that I had to sort of, like, you know, it was... painful. I had to pluck them. I had to shave them. I had to keep it up because they grow back. So it's 6 months.
Just over here, we're just playing little tiny violins.
You guys brought it up.
You have no idea what it's like. And then you men make us do all of that in our lady parts as well.
I didn't ask you to get a Brazilian face wax. That was your choice. I had nothing to do with that.
I didn't choose it either. Took away my eyebrow.
We're over on this side of the room and we know the pain.
We're here to talk about stuff, but obviously we can't get away. This is your first big major film, right, Zach?
This is really my first movie,
I'm sorry, Chris, but I'm not sure if you can tell by the Watchmen badge and everything I have. I can't believe they've given a national radio show to a sci-fi nerd. Mate, I watch you all the time in Heroes.
Oh, you do? Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I've been definitely really fortunate in the past few years to have an incredible creative experience with these two roles, and Heroes was a great launching point for me, and but this is really, like, you know, to have this be my first film for all intents and purposes is a pretty overwhelming experience. You know, I think it takes a lot of people years of independent films and sort of working their way up through the ranks to get to something like this. So it's been an incredible, truly, truly an incredible experience.
And is it true that you've directed a episode of Lizzie McGuire? I need to know this.
No, I kind of don't want to talk about it because I didn't direct an episode of Lizzie McGuire. I played a director on an episode of Lizzie McGuire, and I really, really encourage everyone to never, ever seek it out. It is one of the most, you know, yeah, it's really, I kind of hate you now.
Embrace
actually.
It though, Zach.
No,
this is where you are today.
Actually, no, I don't have to embrace that at all.
I'm going to strike it from the record.
Yeah, and I've seen the documentary series Heroes as well. Don't get Siler angry. He's got some stuff.
Thank you.
I've got a girlfriend question. When she found out I was talking with you guys, it was for you, Zach. She said, how did you deal with your hair going from the bowl cut in Star Trek to the wavy hair in Heroes? So that's Tim's girlfriend question.
Tim's girlfriend question. Well, what's her name?
Tanya.
Well, Tanya. You know, I let it grow out. I had been wearing my hair, like, before I did the movie and on the second season of the show. It was kind of this spiky, faux hawky kind of situation that I got really tired of after a while, and I just wanted to change it up, and I just let it grow. I let everything grow after I finished filming the movie. I let my eyebrows grow. I let my hair grow.
Did you have one eyebrow then?
No, I had to. But what's going on over there?
Because Chris is sort of slightly comatose, the other side of the room, going, when are we going to stop about male grooming
and get back to Brazilians?
I really just want to focus quite heavily on the Brazilian face wax.
So, any grooming from you then, Chris?
Oh.
Surely manscaping on the chest.
Sure, sure. A daily endeavor to battle that beast, which is my chest hair. I like to make figures on the hair that I have on my leg. Just carve my name into my.
You've got quite a bald ankle.
I have a.
Star Trek questions about the longevity of the television series.
Mine's bold ankle.
But now we're getting wrapped. We're getting the wrap up signal.
I think that's.
Oh no!
Really dropped the ball.
This is a cosmetic radio show that you guys have.
TrekToday.com are so incensed at us right now.
Go.
Do it. I was just going to ask, you know, are you worried that you're not going to do the Trek fans across the world justice? Because I am not a big Trekkie fan, and I saw the film for what it was, a standalone film, and I thought it was brilliant.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much. No, I feel like there's, you know, for me, there's been a tremendous amount of enthusiasm, everywhere we've gone, and the times that we've met people that are huge fans of this franchise, we've been met with excitement and enthusiasm, and I certainly hope that people are as excited about it as we are.
Yeah, I think it's really important. I think Trek fans will debate it about whether or not it lives up to canon and all this kind of stuff. And they'll
it does. I will fight them if they say otherwise.
they'll come and watch it. But I think it's really for those of us that were never fans in the first place to get over that skeptical fan that isn't ready to embrace it like you or, you know. I think JJ did a tremendous job in not alienating, the potential for new fans.
Well, Spock, Kirk, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much, guys.
Pleasure to meet you. Yeah, definitely.
As weird as that was.
Hey, this is Zachary Quinto.
And Chris Pine.
And you are listening to the Hot 30 Countdown with
Tim Lee.
And Big Z.